It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
And also Colonel Alex Gann, coming right out here. Retired colonel and fighter pilot for the Israeli Air Force, now living in a small village in northern Israel. The ceasefire is over. Israel has recommenced bombing Gaza, and they say that any additional negotiations will be during wartime activities. There will be no other ceasefires. Colonel Alex Gann joins us. Colonel, welcome to the show. Okay, we're having a little bit of technical difficulty in connecting with Colonel Gann. We had him a second ago. So interestingly, obviously, as a result of a lot of the moves by Hamas and what they have actually done in prisoner swaps and hostage swaps for prisoners, I should say, really making a spectacle of the whole situation, trying to embarrass the Israeli government, trying to demean the Israeli government, trying to advance what they are trying to the Palestinian population, of just how much control they are in or not in. As a result of that and a number of other activities, they've resumed bombing in Gaza. And we're joined by Colonel Alex Gann. Colonel, welcome to the show.
Thank you, and have a good day.
Colonel, things are changing fast there. Obviously, there was a ceasefire. Hamas playing games as it relates to the terms and conditions. I think yesterday or the day before, the negotiator for the United States, Steve Witkoff, says he may have been duped by Hamas. And we find ourselves in, it looks like from here, a very precarious position there. Your thoughts?
Well, Hamas, we know who Hamas are. And we don't trust them. Our main goal should be to get the hostages back ASAP, no matter what. They're dying in captivity. We see the condition that they come back in, and they are getting worse and worse, and we should get them out under any condition. And there was a certain agreement. I think we should have gone forward with it. We know it doesn't sound good, like we're caving into the Hamas, but we will get to the Hamas. Well, I'm not worried about it. But I think this is what should be done. I was Saturday evening in the hostage, it's called the Hostage Square in Tel Aviv, where tens of thousands of people are demonstrating, and we speak to the families of the people who are there, and we speak to the hostages who came back. It's an unbelievable situation, and we have to deal with it in that way. I think putting pressure on Hamas, we're killing more and more of Hamas leaders and Hamas people, but that will not bring them back. Sorry to say so. And
how do you compel them though to meet the timelines that were obviously negotiated, and they just unilaterally and on a whim say, well, we're not going to do that on Saturday, or we're not going to do that on Wednesday, or whatever the day may be?
Well, first of all, the fact that they do not keep their word doesn't mean that we don't have to keep our word. And also Israel did not keep its commitment to this, to the second stage. I really don't care who's on the right or who's on the wrong side. The only thing that I think is important now is getting these poor people out. Now, if they were only, you know, soldiers, you know, and me as a soldier, I knew that I may fall captive in the enemy territory. Okay, but that's the risk I would. These are people who were pulled out of bed. Old people, young people. People have been tortured. They do not deserve to stay there. And I think we should have go ahead and finish this in one shot. Everybody back, and we will withdraw from Gaza, and we will get back to Hamas later on. I'm sure it will happen, because they will not keep the agreement, which we say Gaza should be disarmed, et cetera, et cetera. They will not keep it, and then we'll have the excuse to go in again and finish them off.
But they've been opposed to this one kind of one stop.
No. They did not. They offered it. They agreed to it. They offered it. Look, everybody is tired of this war. Hamas is tired. Right. Everybody is tired out of it, wants to finish it. And no one will get his full terms and conditions. And today, those who are paying the price of these poor hostages and their families, which is something which is, it's unbelievable, it's outrageous, it's unjust. You can find a million words to describe it. But after all, they're there, and we should get them out, because we can't get them out by force. We don't manage to do that.
What is the reaction from Israelis, the folks out on the street, to the UN and the WHO really making excuses for Hamas?
No, we're sick of them. We think the UN, especially the General Counsel and the Secretary, they are biased. They are, I would be take it carefully to say anti-Semitic, but they're surely anti-Israeli. They do not do their job. The Red Cross didn't do their job. But at the end, so what? It doesn't. At this stage, we see that that the U.S. understands that the U.S. is leaving the UN organizations, and we are. Hopefully, when we leave, it doesn't have an impact. But when the U.S. leaves those organizations, and they lose a great deal of their funding, hopefully some of them will just plain cease to exist. They're unbelievable. The human rights organization, who is led by people from China, from Iran, from North Korea, they are really worried about human rights. They're really, yeah. But now,
Colonel,
get him out.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No.
Colonel, at one point in time, there was a lot of discussion. You and I had talked about it a number of times, about proof of life. Are we confident that we know who is in Hamas's control as it relates to hostages? And do we know, or do we have any confidence that level relative to whether or not they are alive or dead?
Well, we have a few sources of information. the most valid one is the people who came out, who were released recently. Mm-hmm. And they were with their friends over there. And they saw them alive, and they know their condition. So we know for sure they were alive a month ago or 3 weeks ago. And it's a great deal of the people we know. Out of the, we think today there are 24 people alive out of the 59 or over there. So this is one source. The second source is we have intelligence coming out from Hamas, which in this way or other way give us information. Also, Hamas itself, from time to time, releases as a matter of psychological warfare, you know, a movie or picture of someone, so we know they're alive. So when we combine all these sources together, this is the number we come up to. Now, we're not sure it's the final number. It can be more, it can be less, but most of them have a high probability of being still being alive. Some of them are very, very bad physical condition, but they're alive, hopefully.
In the event that some that we know and have...
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Of evidence of proof of life are returned to Israelis not alive. What do you think the reaction of the Netanyahu administration is going to be? I mean, it's pretty aggressive right now.
It's Netanyahu, to tell you the truth, he doesn't care much about the hostages now. What he's dealing with now is the survivability of his government. And he really doesn't work at returning the hostages. Now, if they will come, some of them will come back in a body bag. Hamas will say, look, you bombed them now. They were killed by you. Eventually, we will know the truth because we have good...
They've made those claims already, right? Have we been able to prove otherwise with some of the remains that have been brought back?
Yes. Some of them were said they were killed by Israeli bombing, but when you do the autopsy and you find a bullet at the head, then you know they were not killed by a bomb.
Right.
And we know exactly what they were killed, each and every one of them, in a very high certainty. But again, that's one of the reasons we have to get them out and, under any condition.
Back to the number, do we know how many? Are we pretty sure?
As I said, we almost are sure that 24 are still alive.
24, right.
Yeah, out of the 59. But some of them, I think about four or five not sure here or there. Actually, we're not sure that all the people, the dead ones, are in Hamas hands. Maybe some of them are missing. They don't have them. We don't know that yet. But we know these are the people that are missing.
We have entered into a season of a religious season in Israel. Has that complicated matters?
And how it does? It really does. We're in a country in a big mess now, because the we have a big problem. I'll start from the beginning. The religious people basically divided into, I would say, three main groups. The ultra-Orthodox one, which are about 13% of the population. The settlers in the West Bank, who believe, you know, settling the whole territory of Israel west of the Jordan. And the religious people who are, you know, the normal ones, I will call them over here. The big issue is with the ultra-Orthodox. The ultra-Orthodox do not serve in the army, and they don't want to serve in the army, although today the law requires them to do that, and they have to do that now. The government doesn't know what to do with this hot potato. So in the meantime, they don't serve in the army. They get a lot of money under the coalition conditions, because that's the only way they will support the Netanyahu government. So now they're passing, actually today, they're voting on the yearly budget, the 2025 budget, which gives them huge sums of money without demanding anything from them. This makes most of the population in the country sick. We don't agree with that. But Netanyahu was doing that because he sees this as a condition for his government to survive. Hopefully that will cause his government to fall. It's the worst government we had, I think, since the day Israel was born. It's an unbelievable, incapable, with people who are not fit for the job. It's a very, very low-level, poor-functioning government. But they have a strong coalition. They have 64. Now they have actually 68 out of the 120. So basically they rule. Even if the majority of the people in Israel want to go to elections today, they will not do that. And I don't know if you're aware with what's going on here with they're trying to get rid of the general attorney of the government, who is actually, she's the only one who's standing between them and a dictatorship. So that's why we're demonstrating. You know, I go nowhere once or twice a week to Jerusalem to demonstrate against this government. So it's kind of chaotic over here now. And one of the reasons that Netanyahu is trying to get the kidnapped people out of focus, he doesn't want to deal with it because the religious people who want to, I would say those who live in the West Bank and want to settle Israel, refuse to cease fire. They want to continue fighting. They want to occupy Gaza. Some of them are dreaming of settling in Gaza, which is idiotic completely. So it's chaotic.
Do you find that it that the population is more divided today than it was, let's say, a year ago?
Yes, I would say the whole issue. Look, Netanyahu, he's a master of really. He's an unbelievable politician. And he has unbelievable capabilities of, we say, you know, how he lies because you see his lips move. But he manages to rule this our political government for over 20 years. It's unbelievable. And one of the ways that he deals with it is dividing the people into, and actually, I don't know how to put the, I forgot the word, putting the population, part of it, against the other part.
Yes.
With incitement and with telling lies, et cetera, et cetera. And when 2 years ago his government was formed and it declared this new, I would say, the constitutional revolution, they were trying to pull through, this really threw the whole country into chaos. The demonstrations halted that a little bit, and then the war came out, so they stopped. But now they're renewing this process on the steroids. They're trying to make all kinds of changes and fire people, and they're going crazy. And the country is very divided. People are talking about Israel becoming, losing its democratic beliefs and turning into something like Hungary or Turkey. I don't believe it will happen, but we have to fight against it. We can't.
Yeah.
We cannot let it happen because the country will fall apart if it happens.
I would agree with your assessment as well. Colonel, as always, we know you're busy. Thank you so much for joining us. Colonel Alex Gann, retired colonel and fighter pilot for the Israeli Air Force. Next time we visit, I really want to spend more time talking about Hezbollah and what's going on in southern Lebanon. It seems as though there's a lot of action there as well.
Yeah,
and maybe I'll get you back on here. Yeah, maybe I'll get you back on in a couple of days and we'll talk about that because that's a developing story as well. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Stay safe. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omised, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Over the last 20 years, people have described the overnight as one of the most powerful experiences of their lives. Now is the perfect time to join us as people from all over the country come together to stop suicide. Walk over 16 miles from dusk till dawn to raise much-needed funds for this important cause. You'll form lasting friendships, experience healing and love, and bring hope to those affected by suicide. Be a part of this life-changing event, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. June 21st, register now at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT. That's 888-843-6837.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.